The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on September 4th, 1990 in Bombay, India, and begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Verse 17, and continues with Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, 11th Chapter.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yata yata vikriyate gunakto vikaroti va tata tato padashtatma tadvitiram karyate yata yata vikriyate gunakto vikaroti va tata tato padashtatma tadviti anukaryate yata yata just as vikriyate is agitated gunakta associated with the modes of nature vikaroti as it does va or tata tata similarly Upadishta, observer. Atma, the soul. Tat, of the intelligence. Vritti, occupation. Anukaryate, imitates. Translation. Formerly it was explained that the queen is one's intelligence. While one is awake or asleep, that intelligence creates different situations. Being influenced by contaminated intelligence, the living entity envisions something and simply imitates the actions and reactions of his intelligence. Translation. Formerly it was explained that the queen is one's intelligence. While one is awake or asleep,
that intelligence
creates different situations. Being influenced
by
contaminated intelligence,
the
living entity envisions
something
and simply imitates the actions and reactions of his intelligence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Queen of Paranjana is described herein as intelligence itself. Intelligence acts both in the dream state and in the awaking state, but it is contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Since the intelligence is contaminated, the living entity is also contaminated. In the conditioned state, the living entity acts according to his contaminated intelligence. Although he simply remains an observer, he nonetheless acts, being forced by a contaminated intelligence, which in reality is a passive agent. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to text 17, chapter 29, canto 4. So today is the passing away of Haridas Thakur, as described in Adi Antyavida, chapter 11 of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we read something from there also. Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Chatat Prabhum Sangstitam Api Yanamurting Swanke Kritva Nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Joya Sri Chaitanya Joya Joya Moy. Joya Joya Sri Chaitanya Joya Joya Moy. Joya Dvaita Priyo Nityananda Priyo Joy. Joya Dvaita Priyo Nityananda Priyo Joy. Joya Siva Seshwar Haridasanath Joya Godadhara Priyo Sarupa Pranonath Joya Kashi Priyo Jagarananda Praneshwar Joya Rupsanatana Raghunatheshwar. Joya Gora Deho Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Kripa Kori Deho Prabhu Nija Padadan. So these are all the different names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Jaya Nityananda Chanda Jaya Chaitanya Pran Tumara Charanara Vinde Bhakti Dehodan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the very life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Daita Chandra Chaitanya Rajya Swacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Daita Acharya. Our glories to Advaita Acharya, who was treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gaura Bhaktugana Gaura Jarpram Sab Bhakto Mili More Bhakti Dehudan. Our glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jaya Rupsanatana Jivo Raguna Raghunatha Gopala Jaya Moronath. Glories to the six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Jiva, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhattan, Gopal Bhatta Goswamis, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are all my masters. So, after offering these joys, then Krishna Das Kaviraj explained how Lord Chaitanya was spending his time in Jagannath Puri dancing and chanting the Sankirtan movement with his followers. Dhine nitya kirtana ishara darshan ratre dai sarupa sane rasa aswadan. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's past. So this way, Lord Chaitanya, he happily passed his days, but he was feeling great separation from Krishna, and he exhibited many transcendental ecstasies. They increased day by day. Anxiety, transcendental anxiety, agitation, talking like a madman, they were all present in the transcendental body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarup Damodar Ramananda Rai, they remained with the Lord day and night. So one day, Govinda Das, he went to deliver the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's prasadam to Haridas Thakur. There he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, chanting his rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, very slowly. Govinda told him, Govinda kohe uto ashi koro hobo jan, Haridas kohe aji kori molangan. Please rise and take your Mahaprasad, Govinda Das said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. Sankhya kirtana puri nahi kemote kaibo Mahaprasad aniyacho kemote upakibo. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad. How can I neglect it? Ato boli Mahaprasad kurila bandan ak rancho loyatar kurila bapan. Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. Purport, Mahaprasad is not different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Kodila Bandan, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Boro Daya Mohi Kodivari Jiva Joy. Swaprasad and Dilubhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees. So that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasadam, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, he should never consider ordinary food on equal level with Mahaprasad. The next day, Lord Chaitanya went to see Haridas Thakur and asked him, are you well? Haridas Thakur offered his obeisance to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and my intelligence is not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, what is your disease? And he ascertained what it is. Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is I am not able to complete my rounds. Prabhupada here explained that if one is not able to complete the assigned number of rounds, he is to be considered a disease condition. And how Prabhupada wanted, for the Westerners, he's reduced the number to 16 rounds a day, chanting loudly. Prabhu kohe vriddha hila sankhyat alpa karo siddha deho tumi sadhane agraha kene karo. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulated principles very strictly. Here Prabhupada explains how unless one's come to the level of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulated principles very strictly. First regular principle is to chant fixed number Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. Lokani stari dei tumar avatar namera mohima loke korila prachar. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Now the Lord Chaitanya has already called Haridas Thakur as Nama Acharya because he preached the glories of chanting the holy name. He's also called the avatar because advanced devotees came down into the world to help the Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfill his mission. So in this way, Haridas Thakur is actually the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Other devotees are all likewise incarnations who help the Lord in the prosecution of his mission. Evi alpo sankhya kore koro sankirtan Haridasa kohe suno mora satta nivedan. The Lord concluded, now therefore please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my plea. Hino jati janma mor nindya kolibar Hino karme ratamohi adhama pamor. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I am the lowest, most condemned of men. Ardisha ashprisha more angikar koila I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. Swatantishar tumi ho icha moi jagat nachao jare joiche icha hoy. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. Then he gives the details, how he was offered the Srad Patra that was to be first offered to the first class Brahmanas. But even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters, you offered it to me. So he's expressing one desire he has. Agvancha hoi mor bohudin hoite lila sambari ve tumi loi more chite se lila prabhu more kobuna dekaiba. I have had one desire for a long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Jivayu charimu tumar Krishna chaitanya With my tongue I shall chant your holy name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. More icha jodi tumar prasade hoy. Eini vedan mor koro doyamoy. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Eini cho deho mor poru katobo agi. Evancha siddhi mor tumate ilagi. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make it possible this perfection of all my desires. And the Lord explained that how, my dear Haridas Thakur, Krishna is so merciful, he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness I'm getting is simply due to your association. It's not fitting for you to go and leave me aside. Haridas Thakur, grab the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. My Lord, do not create an illusion with your maya. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. Then Haridas Thakur expressed that I am more insignificant than an insect. When an insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? So he's praying that you're always affectionate to the devotees, my Lord. Therefore, please, although I'm just an imitation devotee, nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya had to finish his midday duties. Daily, Lord Chaitanya would go to the sacred ocean and bathe. So, but he decided the next day after darshan of Jagannath, he'd return to visit Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur embraced Lord Chaitanya embraced Haridas Thakur and went to the sea to take his bath. Next morning, after taking darshan of the Lord Jagannath in the temple, Lord Chaitanya with all of his associates went to see Haridas Thakur. They came before Haridas Thakur, immediately offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Prabhu kohe Haridas, koho samachar, Haridas kohe Prabhu je kripa tumar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, Onganayan. So then they started the congregational chanting in the courtyard. Bakishar Pandit was dancing. The chief dancers, Sub Damodar, Goswami and all the devotees surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. Ramananda, Sarvabhama. Then, in front of everyone, Lord Chaitanya started to glorify Haridas Thakur. He explained all of the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya became very enthusiastic. It seemed as if he had not one mouth, but five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur had unlimited glories, Haridas Thakur, one of the pastimes where he was offered the Srad Patro of Advaita. Actually, so many caste Brahmins were there, but the most exalted Brahmin present should be offered the remnants of the prasadam that's offered to Vishnu, and then that Mahaprasad is offered to the departed soul. So Advaita, bypassing all of the Brahmanas, wanted to offer that plate to Haridas Thakur. So some of the Brahmanas objected, and he's not a Brahmana, how you're offering to him? So then Advaita said, whoever is a Brahman according to the Sruti mantra, he can ignite a fire yagya simply by mantra. So he brought wood before all of them here. You ignite this wood. So they brought the wood before each one there. Nothing happened. Agni put! Each one tried to ignite the fire, but there was no fire. They brought before Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna! Poof! Fire came. Haridas Thakur ki! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhaktivinoda ki! Haridas Thakur ki! So Haridas Thakur, in many ways, his greatness was established practically through pastimes. When he was brought before the great Nawab and arrested, and they said, why you are chanting Hare Krishna? He's saying, why? Many people are chanting the name of Allah. They were previously in this country chanting the name of, they were Hindus. So if one Mohammedan chants the name of Krishna, what is the problem? If one person born in a Mohammedan family, someone may like this name, or I happen to like the name of Hare Krishna, what is wrong? I'm not harming anyone. And then the Nawab said, yeah, what's the big problem? But then his priest, the Imam, the Mullah, he said, no, this is harami. This is offensive. He should be punished. So they arrested him, put him in the prison. Then he got everyone in the prison to chant Hare Krishna. He preached to them. Then he was first of all chanting. They said, what are you doing? You're so happy chanting here. Don't you know you're in a prison? You're supposed to be suffering. He preached to them. You see, you think you're all in a prison. Everyone in the whole world is in the prison. We read today in the Bhagavatam Sloka, we're the prisoner of our contaminated intelligence, which is misleading us and waking and sleeping. So Haridas Thakur preached to them that the difference is people outside think they're free. You think you're prisoners. But actually the real position, we're all prisoners. We're bound to birth, death, old age, disease. We're bound to this material body. You're prisoners of your material desires. In so many ways you're a prisoner. But if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then you'll all be liberated. So he got everyone in the prison to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then news got to the Nawab that now that everybody in the prison is very happy. Why everybody in the prison should be very happy? This is, they're supposed to be suffering. You know, they're all chanting Hare Krishna, they're very happy. So they said, this Haridas Thakur is creating so much problem. So they brought him, and again he said that you should give up this chanting. He first inquired why you're doing all this. He gave a very nice reply, but that Nawab, he accepted, but again his Imam, Ayatollah, he didn't accept. He said that no, this person, if you keep one person like this, it will spread. Everyone will become a devotee of Krishna. He had to just finish him. He should be punished. So then the Nawab said he'll be whipped in 22 bazaar, 22 marketplaces. This is a very heavy whipping, cane whipping. Still today in Singapore they do the cane whipping. When Indians overstay their visa, they whip them. And Indian government had to request, please don't do that. It would take our people back. But I heard from the Singaporeans that this whipping is such, just to give you an example, that nowadays it's modern day, so they have a doctor there, that normally by 3 hits, person goes unconscious. It's a long whip, about 8-foot cane. It's shh, whack. They hit so hard, they're just shocks. But this is, 3 hits you go unconscious today. They have the doctor there, they put water, everything, but when you're unconscious, they stop. Then you have maybe 75 whips or 10 whips. Again, you come back again a few days later and then they get continued till you get your quota. Here, they're beating each marketplace so many times. Enough time that in any one marketplace you can kill the person. No doctor there to sit, just to monitor, oh, he's unconscious. No, the idea was he should be dead after one or two or maximum 3 marketplaces. But instead, just, 22 marketplaces, such whipping like this. Actually, I heard that in Singapore, someone, they said, you give me 10 years in jail, but don't whip me. So, give me a punishment. So here they are, this whipping Haridas Thakur. People are coming out, they're crying, they're still, how you're whipping a saint? They're pulling, they're just throwing back women and people, they're all crying, they can't believe. The one they're beating, Haridas Thakur, instead of blaming them, he's thinking that at that time, the Lord, he revealed later, he came right from Vaikuntha with the Sudarshan Chakra just to chop off the head of those 2 executioners. But as he was just coming ready to do the needful, then Haridas Thakur was praying that please forgive them. They know not what they do. Something to that effect. They don't, just please forgive them. This is all due to my, you see, karma. This is all due, I'm such a sinful person, I'm so offensive. What they're doing is simply, you see, not to be considered, it should be forgiven. So then the Lord, he had to personally, he thought what to do. He personally, he took all the hits on his own back. And later, Lord Chaitanya revealed, showed his back was all covered with hits, swelts and scars. And Haridas Thakur fainted. He couldn't bear to see them. Actually, the Lord, he absorbed all those beatings. So after going through all the 22 marketplaces, he was alive. Those 2 executioners were very frustrated. They are just sitting with their heads in their hands. Oh. Haridas Thakur, what's the matter? What's the matter? You don't know.
No.
You're alive, that's what's the matter. By my being alive, what is the harm to you? You being alive, we're supposed to kill you, execute you by hitting you in so many marketplaces. You're still alive. When the Nawab finds after hitting you in 22 marketplaces, you're still alive, he's going to kill us. You mean if I die, it'll be better for you? Oh. My dear sir, please die. We'll be very happy if you die. Is that right? So then Haridas Thakur laid down and went into complete samadhi trance, stopped all his external action, breathing, heartbeat, everything, and went into complete total samadhi, meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they saw no breathing, no heart. He's dead! He's dead! They were so happy, they just ran. To them, he's dead. Yes, we have done our job. And the Nawab said, really? They came down with his priest. He saw Haridas Thakur, no symptom of life. He said, all right, so now bury him. No, no! The Mullah said, don't bury him. His soul will have peace. When you bury the body in the ground, the soul is very peaceful. But he is a sinner. He is an offender. He's a harami. You should throw him. You should not burn him, nor should you bury him. But rather throw him in the water, so that the dogs and the vultures will tear his flesh and his soul will wander the earth in, suffering for his great sin. So then the Nawab said, all right, throw him in the river. So the two executives tried to lift Haridas Thakur, but they couldn't lift because he was meditating in complete samadhi on Krishna, who is the total mass of the universe, heavier than the heaviest. He couldn't move him. They pushed, they pulled. He didn't move even an inch. So they called more people to help push, pull him, throw him in there. They couldn't move. They finally brought elephants. They tied the ropes around Haridas, that the elephants were screaming. The mahouts are taking their ankush, gurning in the side. Blood was coming from the elephant. They roar. It's like screaming and roaring. Haridas Thakur wasn't moving. Nawab, what is going on? Then suddenly Haridas Thakur became lighter than the lightest. Krishna is also floating in outer, just like he's floating in the planet, he can also be lighter than the lightest. So then they could just lift him like a puff with one hand, you know. And they just lift him and they threw him off into the Ganges or the river, whatever river was there. And he's just floating on top of the river. The wind is blowing him to the other side. As the water touches Haridas Thakur, then near about close to the other side of the river, he came conscious out of his samadhi and started to swim to the other side. Then he jumped up and started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he's chanting and dancing away. Then the Nawab, he's just dead. Now he's alive again, chanting. He's risen from the dead. So then he just left his priest and went to the river and said, give me a boat, I want to cross the other side. Immediately he crossed the other side. He ran after Haridas Thakur, fell at his feet and said, you are a great peer. You are a great guru. I have committed so many offenses to you. You please forgive me. Meanwhile, his mullah was running after him, came by his side. He also spoke, Hari, please forgive me for my offenses. Haridas Thakur ki! Haridas Thakur ki! So both, everyone, they're all falling at the feet of Haridas Thakur, who are so envious before, now they are so respectful and humble. They request you, please forgive us. He said, the only way I can forgive you is you give the order that no one will be obstructed from chanting the Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankirtan in your empire again. So Nawab, he gave the order, and Haridas Thakur then permitted him to be forgiven for all his offenses. Like this, so many pastimes are there with Haridas Thakur. The uncle and father of Raghunath Das, he also delivered from the time when that Gopal Chakravarti was committing offenses, not tolerating the glories of the holy name. When Haridas Thakur was staying at Bhagavan Acharya's house, and later that Gopal Chakravarti got leprosy for all his offenses. Then the time when Haridas Thakur was in Thulia, where he was in a cave chanting Hare Krishna, and the big python was there. The people were complaining, they were afraid. But Haridas Thakur, he didn't feel any fear. But then thinking the others are being disturbed, so okay, I'll leave. Then the super soul and the python just made the snake go out. There's a time when Haridas Thakur was chanting in ecstasy, but some astrologer, when he heard the playing of the flute and the bhajan, glorifying Kaliya Krishna by one Sarpuriya, one snake charmer, and one astrologer, Brahmin, imitated him, but was later exposed as a sahajya and chased away by all the villagers. There's, although he was so great, coming as actually Lord Brahma taking this birth just to join in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur was there, where Jagai and Madai were delivered with Nityananda Prabhu. He was there in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and Navadvip. He was there in Jagannath Puri. Although he didn't go to the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya would come every day to see him. The Prabhupada explained that although he didn't go to Jagannath, Jagannath was coming to him. How much more important. So all these and unlimited glories, you cannot find the end of Haridas Thakur's glories. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying many devotees. Maybe they didn't know all these glories. When they heard, they all spontaneously offered their obeisances to Haridas Thakur. Haridas nichagrite prabhure bosaila nicho netro dui brinha mukha paddo dila. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. Srahidoye ani dhurilo prabhu charan sarva bhakta podareno mastakabhushan. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his head, heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put on his head. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sabto Bholena Bharobar Prabhu Moke Madhuri Piye Netre Jalodhar. He began to chant the holy name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Korite Ucharan, Namera Sohita Pran Koilo Utkramun. While chanting the holy name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Moha Jogeshwar Pray Dekhi Swachanda Maran, Vishera Nirjana Sabar Hailo Smaran. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. Hari 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 Bo Hari Krishna Hari Krishna Sabde Sabe Kore Kolahol Premanande Mahaprabhu Haila Vibhal. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. So then Lord Chaitanya raised the body of Haridas Thakur over his head, placed on his lap first. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love created ecstatic love in all of the devotees. And they also began to chant and dance in congregational Harinama Sankirtan. E mata nita prabhu koila koto kan sarupa gosai prabhu re koila sabodan. So after dancing for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Sarup Damodar informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. So then they took the body of Haridas Thakur, raising onto a carrier that resembled an airship, and they took it to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Before that, Harida, Lord Chaitanya, was dancing, and behind all the other devotees, Vakrishwar and other devotees, they were dancing. So Lord Chaitanya bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea, and then he declared, Samudra e Mahatipta Haila. From this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Everyone drank the water that touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandal with pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. They dug a hole in the sand, and the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken robes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vakrishwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gopinivarandi, Hari 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 Bol. Chant, Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol. They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. Tobe Mahaprabhu Sabha Bhakta Gana Sange Samudra Korila Snana Jola Keli Rangi. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. Hari Dasi Padakino Kori Ailo Singha Dwari Hari Kirtan Kola Holo Sakal Nagore. So after doing a circumambulation of the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singha Dwar gate of the Jagannath temple, and the whole city of Puri was chanting in congregation, and the tumultuous sound covered the whole city, vibrated all of the city. So then Lord Chaitanya personally spread his cloth and he begged from all the shopkeepers some prasad. He said, I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. The Lord said, please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they gave to Lord Chaitanya very jubilantly. Then Sukh Damodar stopped them And the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Subhadravada sent Lord Chaitanya back to his residence and kept with him 4 Vaishnavas and 4 servant carriers. Subhadravada said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me 4 palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected and they packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the 4 servants. In this way, much prasad was brought. Then Lord Chaitanya made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by 4 other men. You see, Lord Chaitanya was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantity. So therefore, in each plate he was putting where at least 5 men could eat. So then Lord Chaitanya was stopped by Subhadravada. He requested him, please sit down and watch. For these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad. So then Subhadravada, Jagadananda, Kashishwar and Shankara, they distributed the prasad continuously. It's important to note here how very senior devotees they were distributing prasadam. He had already invited the Lord to take prasad at his house. Kasimisa personally brought all the prasad and put in front of Lord Chaitanya, solved the problem, and made Lord Chaitanya eat the prasadam. The Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, then all the Vaishnavas began to take prasad. So everyone was Akantapuraya ko sabai korila. Akantapuraya sabai korila bhojan. Deho deho boli prabhu boli na bhojan. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. Akanta puran. Akanta, we know Kunti Mala. The kanta means the neck. So akanta means taking prasad up to the neck. You can't take more because we overflow. Just up to the neck. Bhojana kuriya sabe koila achaman sabare puraila prabhu malo chandan. Then everyone washed their face, hands and mouth, and Lord Chaitanya then gave them garlands and sandalwood pulp. So overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Padidasya bijayotsav jai koilo darshan jai ha nito koilo jai koilo kirtan jai thare baluka dite kori lagaman tamode mohotsave jai koilo bhojan Achire haive tasa bhar krishna prapti hari dasa darshane hoi hoi che shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur is passing away. Anyone who has chanted and danced here. Anyone who has offered sand in the body of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. But then Lord Chaitanya explained that he felt it was the mercy of Krishna that he could get the association of Haridas Thakur. But now Krishna being independent has broken that association. Haridas Thakur wanted to leave the material world. So it was not in my power to detain him. By his own will, Haridas Thakur could leave his life and go away like Bhishma, who simply died of his own desire, as we heard from the Shastra. Like this, he glorified Haridas Thakur in so many ways. All glories to Haridas, joya joya Haridas, boli koro Haridani, ato boli Mahaprabhu nachen apuni. So they are chanting joya joya Haridas, chanting in kirtan, and then Lord Chaitanya again began to dance. And everyone was chanting, all glories to Haridas Thakur, joya 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 Haridas. Namera mohima jai korila prakash, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, Atoto Kohi, then Lord Chaitanya bid everyone farewell, and he, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Eto Korilo Haridasir Vijoy Jahar Sobane Krishne Drido Bhakti Hoy. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Itai Gopimarani Hari Hari Vo. Here in the purport explains how when Srinivas Acharya reached Jagannath Puri, that he ran to the seashore and he saw the tomb of Haridas, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees there passed away with sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisance to the tomb. Hearing of the separation, as Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur, makes one heart melt. So this is very important pastime because it reveals the very loving and intimate relationship between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. It also glorifies Haridas Thakur. Glorifying Haridas Thakur is glorifying the holy name. Actually, when Haridas Thakur was told to stop chanting, the Nawab said that I order you to stop chanting Hare Krishna. He said, you may cut my body into little pieces, but so long as there's one piece left, it's going to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Haridas Thakur's complete dedication and surrender to the holy name of Krishna is unparalleled. So simply by hearing this, certainly one can be fixed in devotional service to Krishna. This is a blessing also of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna Das Kaviraj. So mixed feeling of happiness and distress are natural because on one hand, the Lord is feeling distress. He's missing the separation, he's feeling separation from Haridas Thakur, missing his association. On the other hand, happiness that Haridas Thakur has left fully Krishna consciously. This is the goal of life. We all have to leave this body. And if we can leave it Krishna conscious, that is the perfection. So no one can conceive of leaving their transcendental form, leaving their material form in such a transcendental way as Haridas Thakur did, holding the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya to his chest, gazing at his lotus face, chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So then, Haridas Thakur ki Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Haridas Thakur Tiruvaha Mahamahotsav ki
Jai.
Any question? Bhava Sindhu Thari Bari Ache Jai Chite Sabda Kori Suno Se Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the Bhagavatam Sloka we heard how intelligence is polluted. If we fix our intelligence in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, then even the intelligence which is fixed in Maya will become transcendental. Hare Krishna.